Audiences in Albuquerque for the past several years have been watching Ishan Lumba grow up. He gave his first solo recital here at age 8. His orchestral debut came at 10, and concerts followed with the NM Phil and Chatter, as well as in Aspen, New York City, and Dallas. Now, at 17, Ishan is one of 24 teenagers from around the world selected to take part in the Van Cliburn International Junior Piano Competition. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and Ishan Lumba is with me at KUNM. Ishan, great to meet you.
Great to meet you as well.
This junior competition, we should say, is very recent. The more established Cliburn competition is for pianists 18 to 30 years old.
That's correct.
Could you give us a little idea of how you apply to a competition like this?
Well, there's an application form, and in the application form, I have to submit pre-screening videos, as they call it, which are videos that I have to take of certain required pieces, for example, of three contrasting styles and one virtuosic etude. Of course, there are different meanings of that word, virtuosic.
Right. And that video was about 20 minutes in length, right?
Yes, a little bit over, I think.
When would you say you were most happy at the piano?
Practicing, definitely I'm most happy, and performing. I really like communicating my feelings and my interpretation of the music to an audience, whether it be a recording or a performance.
I know that you started very early on with piano. Can you explain what it was early on that attracted you to the piano?
Well, I just really love, first of all, meddling in my head with the sounds that are coming out and just listening to them, mulling them over. But also, there's something really unquantifiable about music that just really made me happy, something innate. I really also found satisfaction in making the sounds myself.
I understand that in addition to studying piano, you're also studying composition. Did that come from that same innate desire for music?
Yes, and it also came as a way I really needed a creative outlet. Whereas in interpretation, you're interpreting a score. I'm supposed to bring to light what the composer, the master, had intended. Recreative process. Whereas in composition, I feel like it's more of a creative process. You can start almost from nothing.
Do you find yourself improvising at the piano a lot?
Yes. Every day I spend at least my first 20 to 30 minutes at the piano improvising.
And what does that sound like? How would you categorize that music?
It's all over the place because at one time it's fast and one time it's slow and very dissonant. Sometimes it's very tonal music. Sometimes it's very obnoxious rhythmically. It has the whole works in it.
Sounds like it's responding to your moods as they shift.
To my moods or to my whims, so to speak.
Since you've been selected to take part in the competition, you've been preparing for it. What is the hardest part about preparing for a competition like this?
I really feel like I want to have all the pieces at a very polished level. That's not just a very musical performance, but that also has an interpretation that has to be clear to the audience as well as being convincing and personal. That's the other part. There are many interpretations of a piece that are very personal, but that aren't convincing, and vice versa.
You have been in quite a few competitions before this. How do you respond to competitions? Do you enjoy them?
Well, this is a difficult question. The whole premise of competitions at first seems a little bit disturbing to me because in music or even another art that is like music, I feel like competition misses what the purpose of the art is, to move people. And sometimes there is not a clear quantifiable list of characteristics that defines the best performance. But at the same time, I do feel like the benefit of the competitions for me personally is that it forces me to really understand the music at a deeper level and to communicate it. So it gives me an intensity, a purpose.
I know that sticking with piano is very difficult for a kid. There are lots of distractions. What would you say has most helped you staying focused over the years with piano?
Focused, this is a weird term for me because I actually get inspiration from other sources, a lot from reading books and looking at visual art. Sometimes there's been instances where, like, I'm struggling with an interpretation. I get almost to the brink of being frustrated with it, but I then look at either visual art or I read a story or something. Sometimes the ideas in the art can translate in a weird way to music. But going back to the part about distractions, what has really helped me is I'm not very into sort of technology. I don't have a real iPhone, and I don't spend that much time online. I feel like if I did, that would suck a lot of time from my music and my art.
I just wanted to ask you about that process of choosing the music that you're going to play in the competition. There are potentially four rounds. You have to have chosen about eight different pieces.
Quite a bit more, actually.
It's quite a bit more.
It's about the whole thing. If you put together all four rounds, it would be about 2 hours of music.
And how do you choose? Is it important to choose music that you like?
Yes, that's probably the most important factor of determining the repertoire, as well as the virtues that they display pianistically. Again, it's not free choice. The website, the Cliburn competition, gives a list of like certain characteristics that a piece has to have. Like in the first round, I have to have a Bach prelude and fugue out of the well-tempered claviers. I have to have a virtuosic etude, and I have to have a short lyrical work.
But there's a lot of freedom within there to choose among those categories.
And time was also a concern. Me and my teacher decided to go back to repertoire that I've worked on in the past.
So you're not starting afresh on every piece?
Yes.
I just want to go back to what you were saying earlier about books and visual art helps you with your interpretation of music. I'm putting you on the spot here. Could you give us an example of that?
When I was preparing a Chopin nocturne, Opus 48, number 1, the C minor, this is one that's played very often. And I was struggling with the final section, the section that's labeled by Chopin doppio movimento, which means double movement, twice faster. I was struggling with it, not technically and not from the physical side, but how to interpret it, because I felt like it wasn't deep enough, the interpretation. It was a little bit histrionic, trite. But then remembered I had read a book by Varlam Sholomov. He's a Russian writer, survivor of the Gulag, and the book is called Kolyma Tales. And I reread some of the tales, and I felt like Sholomov's account of this human suffering was something really deep and emotional, and it was something to try to evoke in my interpretation because it gave me inspiration on the depth of the suffering.
As I said, you're 17 years old. 10 years from now, when you think about that, if you think about that, where would you like to be? What would you like to be doing?
I see myself as a performer, a concert pianist. I really want to compose as well, but I never want to stop learning new things about music and about other subjects.
That's great. Albuquerque teenager Ishan Lumba is one of 24 musicians ages 13 to 17 chosen for the second Van Cliburn International Junior Piano Competition. The 8 days of judging begin May 31st in Fort Worth. Ishan, wishing you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.